my name is Stephanie Straw and I'm a Customer Training Executive. I'd like to welcome you all to our third HM Land Registry Customer Training podcast. Today I have with me Alex Weir, who is a Strategic Market Manager, and Alison Garford, who is Head of Account Management. So on today's podcast, we'll be talking about what options you have to submit digital applications to HM Land Registry, the benefits of digital applications, and we'll be touching on where you can find more information to decide which option is best for you to submit your digital applications. So to begin, I'm going to come to you first, Alex. As of the 30th of November, submission of applications to HM Land Registry will be digital by default. So what are the options to submit digital applications, please?
Thanks, Steph. I think particularly within my role, looking at the market for HM Land Registry and understanding the needs for customers, I'm really, really keen to make sure customers understand what the best option for them is to submit applications digitally. And I think in summary, there are broadly two routes. And I think right from the outset, it's important to stress that the choice is yours. So both are supported and approved by HM Land Registry. So the first option is the Digital Registration Service, or DRS, through HM Land Registry's portal. It's HM Land Registry's own system. It's free to use, and it's a standardised service. And by that, I mean that it's not bespoke or customised to particular firms or connected to other processes and systems within your firm. And then the other option, the second option, is legal software, which can be through a third-party provider or directly to HM Land Registry. And broadly speaking, again, connecting directly would require a reasonable-sized in-house IT department, whereas pretty much any size of firm could potentially use a third-party provider. And all providers offer different services and features with different cost models, so you'll need to see what's available and what might suit you best.
Mm-hmm.
So two options, both supported and approved by us, with different benefits to each. And just to mention, really, from the 30th of November, to line up with the switch to digital applications by default, you'll see DRS front and centre on a new and improved portal homepage. And you'll be able to add that as a shortcut into that portal homepage so you can find it even faster.
Okay, great. Thanks for that, Alex. So links to those sites that Alex mentioned will be on the transcript, which you can find in the podcast bio. If you would like to see a demo or find out further information, we have useful webinars on our HM Land Registry Training gov.uk page, as well as various YouTube videos available on our HM Land Registry YouTube channel. And these sites will also be linked to the transcript. Okay, so moving on to you now, Alison. Can you please tell us about the benefits of digital applications?
Hi, Steph. Thanks. So digital applications improve application quality and reduce errors, and therefore reducing requisitions. Plus, digital applications will speed up land registration through automation services. Other specific benefits are, as you complete applications, auto-populating information and validating details clearly, automatically calculating fees and prompts for evidence, all to help reduce submission errors and requisitions and improve the quality of your application. Using legal software could bring further benefits also, like pulling in details you've entered already into your systems, dashboards, an effective use of managing your user population, collaborations, and alerts to manage applications, managing everything all in one space if that's a lot more convenient and that is your business requirement, your business need. Up to the year at the end of September, customers have submitted over 1.3 million digital applications through digital registration services known as DRS or a legal software provider. And with, as we work towards the 30th of November, digital by default, this is increasing by the day.
Super. Thanks very much for that, Alison. So it's now time for You've Asked and We'll Answer. We've taken your frequently asked questions from various webinars and questions submitted to HM Land Registry. So let's kick off with a question for Alex. And the question is, how do I decide what's the best option for me to submit digital applications?
Thanks, Steph. Obviously, hopefully, we've helped and given some of the headlines already during the answers we've given to help you appreciate the options and inform the best choice for you and your business. But you can find out more about both of those options on gov.uk, which we've very recently refreshed and are always updating and improving. If you just need to search gov.uk, HM Land Registry digital applications. And of course, remember, if you've got an HM Land Registry portal account, you can already go and see DRS for yourself from the portal menu and give it a try.
Fab, that's great. Thanks, Alex. So the next question is for you, Alison. And the question is, can I do X application type or activity digitally?
We get lots of questions from customers about whether you can complete X or Y application type digitally, Steph. Mm-hmm. And in DRS, almost all application types are already available, with some leases and rare minority applications to come very, very soon. But you can see the very latest of what you can't submit on the DRS start page in portal. So customers, please do access the start page to have a look at this. Through a legal software provider, it varies. It's possible to submit all application types through these digital channels, but it's worth checking what is available in this space that's bespoke or specific to your business need and your business model and can support and improve your application quality.
Great, that's lovely. Thanks, Alison. Okay, so moving on to the last question, and this one is for you, Alex. Can I view my submitted applications and my colleagues' applications, please?
Yes, is the short answer. You can already see applications submitted by your colleagues through View Applications in Portal. And soon you'll be able to see draft applications as well, which will obviously help avoid duplication, understand what your colleagues are working on. And customers tell us this will be particularly useful when colleagues are absent through illness, for example.
Super. Before we finish up, is there anything else around this topic that you would like to mention today? I'll come to you first, Alex.
Yeah, great, thanks. I think just really as much of a reminder as anything of a couple of the key points that we've covered. One being that the portal homepage changing as of the 30th of November, it'll be really visible, obviously, to all customers. So a bit of a reminder that should be an expected change, and just a headline reminder really of some of the points that Alison made on what you can submit and where. So first, registrations will still come in by post, but otherwise through legal software you can submit any application type. And within DRS, to clarify what you can and can't submit, you can use the application start page when you go into DRS that will explain you can submit these applications and here's the very small minority that you can't. And the final point I really just wanted to mention was, again, from the portal homepage, you'll be able to see other services that HM Land Registry offers around applications. For example, managed services. So where you maybe have a complex commercial application, there's a service there that you can access that will help you manage the application or a set of applications through our processes, which is a really well received service for customers. So if you're interested in that, you think that might be relevant to you, you can find out more on the portal homepage.
Great stuff. Thanks, Alex. Alison, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, thanks, Steph. I just wanted to really sum up that it's down to customers, which fits their business model, either the third-party legal software providers or DRS system available through portal homepage, as Alex has said. If customers would like to get on and try DRS, then I would definitely encourage that.
So that officially brings us to the end of the podcast. I'd like to thank Alex and Alison for joining me today, and thanks to you for listening. Search HM Land Registry Digital Applications on gov.uk to find out more about your options, the benefits, and for user guides, tips, and videos to help you make the most of digital applications. Also, please follow HM Land Registry on SoundCloud to get notified of any upcoming podcasts. I'd just like to say thanks again and hope you can join us again soon.